You get a free sermon and no collection, as church was meant to be. But don't quote me. Many people will wish you guys many things tomorrow. But I'm going to wish you something probably that no one will wish. I have a very favorite verse that comes in the liturgy before the Our Father. And it goes like this: that we may spend the rest of our lives in peace and repentance. Let us pray to the Lord. And we say, grant this, O Lord. That most people misunderstand, and probably no one will say, hey, I hope you spend the rest of your marriage in repentance. But it's a beautiful thing. What is repentance? Repentance comes from the Greek word metanoia, changing your mind, changing your whole life, and facing it the way you should go. Now, people sometimes look at Lent as a time of repentance. People joke about repentance. Sometimes they even distort Catholic teachings. You'll hear comedians say, oh, I'm a Catholic, I feel guilty. Well, guilt is like pain. Do something about it or shut up. Very simple. Do something about it or shut up. The church does not teach that we are to be dysfunctional people feeling guilty. The only worst thing about not feeling bad about something is feeling nothing at all. And then you may have a worse problem when you do bad things and you feel nothing at all. So what is repentance? Repentance is based on the conviction that when I do something wrong, I may feel bad, okay. I may feel frustrated because I've done the bad thing again and again. I may feel even disturbed. But what do? I get up, I turn my mind around, and I try again with God's help because I love you. And our first and primary gift to everyone we ever meet is ourselves. Sometimes we camouflage it. We may give diamonds, we may give money, we may give all kinds of gifts, but if we don't give ourselves to one another in true friendship, in true marriage, then all those substitutes will pale and leave an emptiness that we will fill with other things that can never satisfy as much as a personal relationship. So for the Christian, when we say, I want to spend the rest of my life in repentance, then when I do something screwy again, I'm going to say, I'm sorry because I let you down, and I'm courageous enough to try again because you deserve a better husband. You deserve a better wife. You deserve a better son, a daughter, and a friend. So the Christian virtue of repentance is not so much crying about what you have done, but loving people enough to try one more time. That's a beautiful thing, because there is no one in the world better than you, and the one who is God Himself gave His life for you and is on your side. Tomorrow, and in weddings all around, they read a lot from Corinthians chapter 13. Love is patient, love is kind. Don't forget that applies to yourself. So when you do something that you let yourself down, even depression over bad things should never conquer the love that says, I will get up again, because I love her, because I love him, because I love my God, and because I love myself. So I will wish for you that you will spend the rest of your life in peace, which is shalom, which means you are happy where your life is going, and in repentance, that every time you do something bad, you are not disappointed, Don't cry too much, but say to yourself, this is an opportunity to show that I love her, I love him, because I'm not going to give up, and God will help me because he's on my side. So repent with joy and with love.